It's 8:07 Thursday morning, 46 degrees downtown at Charles City. Glad you found your way, Kay Winkleman, with all the construction going on downtown.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on in town.
That's right. Of course, we have a lot of stuff going on in studio as well.
We do. It's all good things Charles City School District Day. This morning, we've got a group of kids. I'm so excited to hear more about this. Eighth grade language arts has been doing a project called The Untold Stories of Riverside Cemetery. Really awesome, interesting project. Instructor Melanie Van Zulen is in studio with a bunch of her students. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Let's have you explain this project.
I'd love to do that. Mr. Ryan Ron Miller, the social studies teacher, this is his brainchild, and we collaborated on a project in social studies and language arts where we researched people from our Riverside Cemetery that were born before 1800. And the students wrote biographies, timelined and wrote biographies in my classroom, and then in his classroom did video, went out to the Riverside Cemetery and videoed grave sites and made videos with a voiceover of the people's biographies. Our welding class are helping us make QR codes and stakes to put in the ground by the grave sites. So when you walk by the grave site and see that QR code, you can scan it. And then the videos that the students made will pop up and tell more about that person's life and their impact on our community. It's pretty cool.
That is so super. Okay, now there is an open house on the 15th. At Riverside Cemetery. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I'd love to do that. On Monday, May 15th, our students, along with us, will be out at Riverside Cemetery from noon until 2 o'clock for kind of an open house. So the community and everyone and families are welcome to come and see what our students have done. Check out the stories that they've written, the videos. Bring your phone or a device so you can scan the QR codes and kind of take a walking tour of the stories that our students have created. We're looking forward to that and hope Mother Nature cooperates as well.
Yeah, by then we should have beautiful weather. Right?
Yes, yes.
Well, let's let these students pop in here. We've got three to talk with. First of all, let's start with you. Okay. Tell us your name and then talk about the person that you researched.
Okay, so my name is Anna Tutu and I researched this man named Ebenezer Teeling. Ebenezer was a fairly important person in Charles City. He didn't grow up here because it was becoming a town once he was a grown adult. So he moved from Minnesota, Wisconsin area, and he just kind of bounced between those and decided, I want to come to Charles City. So he came to Charles City and he worked at the first mill that Charles City had. And he was also like head of police things. I don't remember all that he was involved with because he was such a big important person, because he was just like chief of like police, I think, and just involved with his community. It was pretty cool to look at who he was.
And what year do you remember what year you're talking here?
It was late 1800s. Okay. I don't remember the exact year.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's really neat. Okay, who's up next? We've got...
Lynn Inchwaki, and I researched a man named John Aldridge. He moved to Charles City in the late 1800s because he was originally from England. He was in the Civil War for a few years, and I feel like that was pretty important for him to be there and do that thing for our country. And I think it's also important that he moved here. He created his own business as a stonemason, and then worked at that for a few years, and then eventually he just lived here, and he had a few kids after that kept that business going.
It's amazing. To think about this community so many years ago and what was done, what was accomplished. All right, what about you, sir?
Hi, I'm Henry Ziska, and my person was Henry Summers. And what he did was he was born in Canada. He moved like seven different times from New York to Iowa, and then he finally moved to Rudd, Iowa in like 1876. And then he was here, and he was a farmer all his life with his dad in Canada, everywhere he farmed. And then finally when he got here, he continued to farm, and he also got half interest on the grain elevator in Charles City.
Talk about the sources that you guys had to use to find out all this information.
For my sources, I used Find a Grave and Jeff Sisson for most of mine.
Jeff Sisson is a complete wealth of knowledge.
Yes.
What about, let's go back, one of you two, doesn't matter. Tell us what you are most proud of when it comes to this project.
I think, like Ms. Van Zuylen brought out, that they're making those QR codes for people to bring to our cemetery and then for people to be able to scan it, because I think it's important for people in our community to learn about who their loved ones were, their family members, and be able to remember those from what we did for the community.
Yeah. Think about it. When these people died, technology wasn't even a thing. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have their story now and everybody be able to learn about it is so special. Very cool. Good job, you guys. Great project. Again, May 15th, the open house out at the cemetery from 12 to 2, correct? Everyone is invited.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you
awesome
so much.
Awesome work, as always. It's 8:14. We have Taylor Swift coming up. Here is MKTO.